Track 10, further news items. Cats Protection seeks fosterers in Teignbridge. Cats Protection is seeking volunteers in Teignbridge to foster a cat or kitten. The charity are looking for people who can provide safe, loving, temporary care for cats and kittens until they find their forever home. Prospective fosterers will provide daily care, play, exercise, as well as help prepare cats for adoption, including introducing them to potential adopters. Cats can be kept in the home or in a purpose-built pen in the garden provided by Cats Protection. All training equipment, food and expenses are covered by the charity, and those wanting to foster a cat should apply by September the 30th to the Cats Protection Fund.
Traders urged to take up a crime-busting free tool. Police in Teignmouth and Dawlish are urging retailers to sign up to a free tool to combat high street crime. The UK Partners Against Business Crime Reduction Solution, known as UKPAC, is an online portal and smartphone app that enables traders to easily report crimes and share intelligence. The tool makes it easier for communities to work together against persistent and repeat offenders, and it helps police to build stronger evidence files to increase the chances of successful prosecutions. Shoplifting, like many places, is a priority for the Teignmouth and Dawlish neighbourhood team, a police spokesperson said. We recognise that it is almost a daily occurrence committed by multiple different suspects, and different approaches are needed to reduce the issue. Last month, Devon and Cornwall Police and Crime Commissioner Alison Hernandez visited Teignmouth to meet with town council and local business reps. She described the town as thriving, close-knit and with an enviable community spirit.
If music is the food of life, then Abfest plays on. Amazing chefs, brilliant music and lashings of real ale all help to make this year's Abfest another resounding success. The charity Beer, Music and Food Festival took place at Fermoy's Garden Centre last weekend with a fantastic lineup of live music, comedy cooking demos from top chefs including Michael Caines and Jack Stein, a food and craft market full of local artisan producers and a massive selection of beers and ciders. Originally formed to raise money for repairs to the parish church and held at Abbots Kerswell Cricket Club, Abfest has raised more than £275,000 for local charities and good causes since its inception. Pretty good going for a festival organised and run completely by a band of dedicated volunteers. And there are several brightly coloured photos here of people cooking, people eating, people singing, and people playing with different musical instruments.
Teddies take leap of faith from church tower. Teddy bears in Ilsington were living the high life at the third annual Teddy Tower Day. Families gathered at St Michael's Church, where a zip wire was provided for bears and other cuddly companions to take a leap of faith. The event was a morning which combined storytelling, celebration and a touch of daring, all centred around the zip wire ride from the top of the church tower. A highlight of the day was meeting Linda Carew and her 76-year-old teddy bear, originally won at a fair at Twickenham Rugby Club. Though Teddy didn't brave the zip wire, he was proudly in attendance as a vintage VIP. Upon the roof, church warden Peter Dickinson and his wife Gay led the launch team, coordinating each bear's flight with helpers on the ground. The vicar of St Mary Michael's, Reverend Canon John Bennett, who led the service, said Teddy Tower Day has become a bit of a legend here. During the service, everyone prepares their teddies with name tags and safety harnesses, and after the service, they're taken at the tower for a ride down the zip line. It's great fun. The theme reminds us that strength and safety can be found in something greater than ourselves.
The Baton of Hope UK Relay comes to the Southwest next week, raising awareness of the impact of suicide. 100 baton bearers, most of whom have been impacted by suicide in some way, will take part in the walk on Tuesday, September the 30th, which will be held in Torbay. Torbay is the only southwest stop on the national route, and the relay will pass through Torquay, Paignton and Brixham. The evening ends with the Big Show of Hope fundraising gala at the Riviera International Centre. It stars Timbuktu-born X Factor finalist Luke Friend, comedian Hal Cruttendon and cabaret compere Ada Camp. All profits will go to the Torbay Suicide Prevention Legacy Fund.
Breeze markets and ferments this weekend. Farmers and producers will be bringing the best of their harvest directly to you in Tynmouth this weekend when the town's monthly farmers market gets underway. All produce comes from within 30 miles of Tynmouth and is sold by the people that help produce it. And it's also a chance to meet the farmers at first hand, including sixth generation farmer Martin Bragg of Shillingford Organics, whose farm is just outside Exeter. Our aim is to produce healthy food and continually regenerate the farm ecology whilst working with the agroecological movement to transform the current food system, he said. To help achieve this, we are progressing our agroforestry systems by planting more trees, mostly fruit and nut trees, and pollinator attractive plants in providing food for us and wildlife, as well as shelter for our vegetable crops. This winter, we will plant a further 350 local and heritage varieties of apples, pears, plums, and figs with walnuts, cob nuts, and even almonds. We are also planting bush fruit, such as blackcurrants and gooseberries, to increase the mix on farm. Another change needed to our food system is more local outlets, enabling us to sell our produce as fresh as possible. Thus, we depend on local markets like Tynmouth Farmers Market, as well as providing a box scheme around Exeter. The market runs between 10 and 2 p.m.
WI Sweet Evening with Chocolate Maker. Newton Abbott WI members enjoyed a delightful evening with Michael Barber of Barber's Bean to Bar, tasting award-winning chocolates and cocoa drinks. Since his last visit, Michael has established some new flavoured chocolate bars. We tasted coffee, pink, raspberry, mint, coffee and ginger, and caramel. All delicious, said Karen Jenks, Newton Abbott's WI's president. Prior to tasting the chocolate, we tried cocoa, tea and a hot chocolate. Again delicious, said Karen. Barber's Bean Bar have won 3 stars in this year's Great Taste Award. Michael has worked with the monks at Buckfast Abbey, developing a lavender and honeycomb chocolate, which took time to develop, but was very popular. We all had a fantastic evening and are looking forward to him returning, said Karen.